Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Vibration Network. This is the Bass Vibe Tribe. This is Ashley K. We got Queen Kwan. We got RJ in the building. We are so excited about talking to you guys and doing the His Story versus Her Story Part 2. Our last episode, we got into, you know, it was a long episode because we was going off on a whim, educating everybody, bringing awareness to her story so that way we can effectively share our story instead of just always focusing on his story. So we were pretty much just bringing awareness to, you know, the missing links in history and different things that we feel a lot of people either don't know, haven't been exposed to, a lot of hidden figures, a lot of hidden facts. So we're just bringing them up, you know, to the awareness. So today we're going to get in a little bit deeper. Today we're going to take it a step further, not just bringing awareness, but we actually are going to start talking about some of the people in history that are missing so that we can tell her story. So we got, you know, RJ, he's ready to get deep into it because this, again, like he said the last time, you know, this is definitely episode and a topic that he really believes need to be out there, even from a male perspective, which I honor and I respect because a lot of men aren't getting it out there. You know, a lot of them either they not, might not know or not saying they don't care, but, it, you know, I'm really starting to believe it is because they don't know about it. So that's why they haven't, you know, told us a lot about it or shone a lot of light on it. But being that March is Women's History Month, to me, is very important for this month in particular. Not saying that any other time of the year we can't talk about it, but definitely this month we need to let women know, hey, you have a lot more power and a lot more behind your story than what you think or what people would try to make it seem like you don't have. So I'm going to just hand it on over to RJ, let him get started on it, and, you know, we'll be piggybacking, going back and forth on it.
What's up, y'all? Well, I mean, I definitely feel deeply about this topic specifically because I feel like women, you know, get the short end of the stick when it comes down to history, you know, and the influence that women was able to have on our history. You know, I mean, if we think about it in today's age, you know, in this country specifically, a lot of people had to fight for their rights along with the women. Fight for their rights just for them to, you know, gain that freedom of speech or to vote. Even then, you know, they let the black man vote before they let the, you know, the black woman vote. So even then, it was still, you know, the short end of the stick. Why? Because of the ideologies and people's, you know, personal beliefs at the time from what they felt was right, and how they decided to manipulate, you know, society as a whole to make, you know, that women are inferior. And, you know, their only job is to, you know, take care of the kids, et cetera, raise a home, whatever, as we, you know, lead and organize, et cetera, which we are meant to do. But now that we're in a new age, you know, I feel like the women, now that the women are where they at now, I feel like they are a piece of the puzzle. And I do feel like, you know, the women are capable of leading and, you know, to bring that compassion amongst the world that's in chaos right now. You know, so this is one reason why I personally feel, you know, super deeply about this topic. Also, you know, when we're talking about leaders, I mean, in today's society, you know, the Council of Germany, she's the president of Germany. She's a woman, you know, and she's leading the country of Germany. So it shows how, you know, from what it was to what we can grow into now. It's just the rest of the world has to catch on because, you know, they still hold on to these old ideologies and they still won't, you know, allow a woman to take that leadership position. Like also, for example, I'm going to take it back to Nefertiti, you know, during that movement when Akhenaten was trying to, you know, bring change to the Egyptian civilization from, you know, the polytheism with the pagan religion, over to the monotheism, which is, you know, believing in one God. And, you know, the goddess Nefertiti, who was on his side, was also very, very influential in creating that movement. I mean, when we think about it, we all have mothers, we all have sisters, et cetera, et cetera. And as men, you know, we tend to cherish our mother. You know, that's who we all come from, mothers, you know. So now that we're in the 21st century, I think, being able to tap into the history of people like Nefertiti, ISIS, et cetera, et cetera. It causes, I feel like it would allow us to expand on what happened in the past, what can we learn from that, and now that we're here in this time of age where we have a lot more freedom than they had back then, what can we do as a whole in order to allow our women to flourish, you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. How y'all feel about that? Because I know y'all women, so I know y'all passionate about that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I agree. Like, even when you started touching on the whole thing with the lady from Germany, and it's ironic that you even saying anything about that, because this past week, I don't know if you watched the news, but she actually just was here at the White House talking to number 45. And he refused, there's a video going around, because he refused to shake her hand. Like, dead serious. Like, all the reporters are saying, handshake, handshake, so they can take a picture of her shaking his hand, similar to when he shakes Obama's hand, right? So he, like, I'm really not making this up. Anybody listening, you can go look this up yourself. It's an outrage, because she even leans over and say they want a handshake. They want a handshake. And he's sitting there like a little toddler having a temper tantrum and doesn't want to shake her hand. Like, he literally just looks like he's ignoring her and everybody else. If we hear everybody screaming, handshake, handshake, I'm pretty sure he can hear them. So he has a big ego, you know, and he is a prime example of what you were saying as far as the mindset that women are beneath. Like, it's this mindset, and I really feel like it has been engraved in everybody on purpose for a reason. Now, I'm sure on this episode won't get to the bottom of the reason, but there has to be a reason as to why all of this of women have come out, like why the story of Eve even exists, where it looks like for women, we are even raised, if we're reading that story, to look, not trust our own instincts. Like, that's how we're raised. We're raised not to trust our own instincts because of what she did. We also looked upon as, well, that's why we got menstruals, and that's why we have all this pain with having birth, and oh, condemn the women and can't listen to women. And then it makes the man look like the man was the one that was following God, and the woman was the disobedient one. So this is why the man is the head of the house, because he's the only one that can make these decisions, because he's the only one that has a sound mind. The woman is the manipulator. The woman is the Jezebel, you know? So we have all of these bad stories in the Bible of women. You got the woman with the issue of the blood that was going after God. You also have the woman that was at the water well with Jesus, and Jesus tells her that he can show her, you know, the heaven and all the secrets, but her husband's before, so he won't let her go get her husband, but it makes her look bad because she already had four of them, so she wasn't worthy of finding out all the truths because she had, you know, she couldn't be faithful to one man. There's a lot of stories similar to all, like we just said, just right there, it's like three stories I just gave up about women in history, and it's like, why is it that way? You know, where can, you know, we change that mindset? And not saying that, you know, women are beneath women. I just feel like everybody is equal. We were all created at the same exact time. We was all created equally. It wasn't like, oh, well, this person or that person. But I feel like it was strategically, the story was told like that so that we can be in the same mindset that we are today. And number 45 doing what he did with the German chancellor this past week, it makes sense of what you're saying. It actually, you didn't even know about that, but see how you just touched on it. It makes sense to what you're saying as a mindset issue.
They're both in the same position, and you see how his ego makes it feel like he's too good enough, or he's too good to shake another woman's hand. Why? Because she, from my understanding, she don't seem too egotistic. You know what I'm saying? She's very, you know, she seems down to earth, and she's willing to understand where you're individual. You know what I'm saying? But that's the issue, a man's ego. Man's ego, if he decides to express it, especially in a position of power, he, you know, it will come off as, you know, arrogant, to cause fear, manipulation, to make himself feel as if he is the God. And there were those leaders and emperors back then who wanted to make themselves feel like, I am the God. You know, you worship me, idolize me. What I say goes. And if you go against my rules, then it's off with your head. You know what I'm saying? And that, all, a lot of that came from the Catholic Church as well, from the priests back in those times who were very wicked and evil, and who had a big influence on, you know, the story of the Bible and also how we see women nowadays, because they had a, you know, even if you're talking about the witch trials, hunt, and if you're talking about, you know, different historic moments in history where, you know, us men had to put fear in women's hearts to make sure that their voice is silent, so they stay in their position, and so they don't think they're equal as men. You know what I'm saying? And this is, a lot of that has to do with, because at that time we was caught up in the lower state of lower dimensional state of consciousness, which didn't allow us to expand our minds. But then you have those who, you know, like I said, they tapped into some spiritual knowledge, but they used it evil. You know what I'm saying? They used it to create this evil tactic to control, and, you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, women always had it in them. It's just, I'm pretty sure they had to be very quiet about it. You know what I'm saying? If they did.
Because we definitely have one example, like even a more recent example, because like you said, you just hit on it. You got Isis, which is, if it, you know, Egyptian goddess, which from history makes it seem like the story of Mary, the Virgin Mary, comes, you know, then that means her son would have been like the Jesus. So we know that those stories, you know, were here even before religion and Christianity came about. And it could be that whoever, and it's the crazy part, you know, we're here in America right now, so I haven't been to, you know, Egypt or look any of the pyramids, but from what I'm seeing, just following, you know, different groups or looking at different things, doing research or reading books or History Channel, they are manipulating those things. They're manipulating those stories. They're paying over what used to be there and redrawing different things to make it look more 21st century like, which they claim are like the original, but then how do we know it was like the original, you know? So they took these stories and they manipulated them to, like you said, have a control mechanism over people. But then you have some recent history stories, which they're still doing that today, because women are still having to fight for their rights, even today. You know, today in 2017, you got women still out here having to march to say, body is my body, nobody should own my body. Like, that's a problem. Like, I don't understand why we're still, like, do men have to walk around and march and protest because they feel like their body isn't their body, that somebody else controls their body? No, the average Caucasian does not have that problem, especially the Caucasian male. They have, in history, I'm trying to find one incident of history where they had to even fight for their rights. One time. I'm just trying to find it. If anything, they always snatched the other people's rights. They came over here to America and they act like they were the first people to discover it, and they just man's here. It just was always aggression and always, I need to dominate. I need to, I mentality. And you got women, you know, in history that are missing. For example, there was this one lady named Ida. I'm trying to think of her last name because I just was looking her up, and her story was kind of interesting. Her name was Ida Wells, to be exact. I guess you guys can look her up. But she was a slave back in 1862, right? So this is going back before the average that we talk about, because we all know the story of Rosa Parks. We all know who she is, you know. And I'm not knocking that. I want to make that clear. I'm not saying that Rosa Parks or Harriet Tubman or Oprah Winfrey or none of these people are important, but we know these people. These are the people that they tell us about. So this should have you thinking. If in the in history class or the American history classes and the civil economic classes that we have to take in high school, in elementary school, if they only highlight certain people, why are they not highlighting other people? That should make us go out here and start researching these other people. Like for her, she actually refused to give up her spot on a white woman's train car 71 years before Rosa Parks. 71 years before Rosa Parks. She did the exact same thing Rosa Parks did. Not knocking Rosa Parks, but why was Rosa Parks' story so, but not this lady's story? Why is her story missing? You know, she got a lot of, like, she was fearless. She was a journalist. She was really badass. Like, she had got threats. she was always talking about women's rights, marching, always, and she was always telling truth behind, you know, the lynching, and she was, that's the thing, she was a journalist. So my thing was, where writing? If she was a journalist, and she was 71 years before Rosa Parks, back in the 1800s, where is her writings? Because a journalist writes. That's what they do. So where the hell is her journals? Where is her story? That's what I'm saying. What was she seeing that they, the reason why they don't want to say nothing about her? Because Rosa Parks wasn't a journalist. Like,
who had control over the, like, the media at that time? Publishing agencies. You know, a lot of white Americans were very close-minded with their idea or, you know, perspective on reality, and, you know, they got, you know, they owned a lot of this shit, so they wouldn't let nobody who they didn't want to express themselves, they did not want them to, they didn't let them, until we came to that point where, like I said, we had to fight for the rights, women had to fight for their rights, African-Americans had to fight for their rights, and then when people started being heard, what happened? They started getting assassinated left and right. Again, why? Because white supremacy, it became a threat, and they knew that the black woman is a threat. You know what I'm saying? That it's a big threat. Why? Because they have, they're the ones that have to raise the kids. And if you target the woman, you can target their kids, you can target the home, you can target anything that you have to, you know, that you want to destroy. Why? Because when you bring a woman in the house, she makes it a home. You put a seed in a woman, she makes it a baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything that a woman does is gotta acknowledge it. For example, the story of Adam and Eve. Let's take it metaphorically. Metaphorical, symbolically, we can gain some wisdom out of the story of Adam and Eve. He took the rib from Adam to create Eve. I'm saying this metaphorically and symbolically so I can pull some wisdom out of it. But he took the rib out of Adam. Now Adam is going around. Walking around this missing piece in our house, constantly looking for it every day. And that piece is Eve. That piece that fills us, that completes us, is a woman. You know what I'm saying? So for men to treat women as they're lesser, when at the end of the day, we're constantly looking for that missing rib, you know what I'm saying? That missing piece that tied up is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because typically a man, throughout his lifetime, he works, he dresses, he brushes teeth, he does everything he can do in his power just so he can find the woman of his life, his wife, you know what I'm saying, to fulfill his needs, you know. And, personally, you know, just that right there in general just shows me that, you know, women are powerful, you know what I'm saying, and I acknowledge that. And I just feel like, you know, the men, the leaders of this world, have to take their heads out their asses, you know what I'm saying, just get out their egos and learn something from the women, you know?
That's deep. That's really deep because, and, you know, that says a lot because even just reading, like you said, take the wisdom from the situation with Adam and Eve, and like, we can go on, that's a whole nother daggone story because we can go on and on about that because, like you said, it is a symbolic piece because the man, the woman completes the man, and like you said, the woman is the person that creates. Like, we are the creators, just the reality of it. You know, you can give us, whatever you invest in a woman is going to multiply. Like, that's what we do. Like, we bring forth life. We manifest things. That's the woman act part. You guys sow the seed. We reap the harvest. Like, we bring it forth. There's a difference. Like, that's the yin and the yang. This is why we, you know, like our last episode, what we were talking about. Like, Adam and Eve, the symbolic story behind them, too, is deeper than just, oh, they're the first two people on Earth. First of all, I'm just going to keep it 100. We were not created from just two people, okay? That's not realistic. It doesn't make any sense, and it just doesn't happen that way. How do you have a story of only two people on Earth, right? And then you have them make three sons. They have three sons, but then you populate the world. Like, how does that logically make sense? But they having sex with their sisters, but they had no sisters because they only had three sons. That's what we told. So you already know just from the first book, it's missing pieces in the story. You can see that just from the first book. You ain't even got to read the other 65 books to know. You can see it just from the first book.
that something doesn't make sense. You have two people, they have three sons, and then it multiplies. That logically makes no sense, you know? And we sit here and we could debate about it all day, but it doesn't make any sense, you know? It is funny because, like you're saying, you know, the woman, it was strategic. It was very strategic. But now you have a rise in the woman. And I want to say, you know, feminism, when they take it to the extreme of saying you don't need a man, that's just too much. You know, we need each other. We both the yin and the yang. We need each other to complete each other, because if it wasn't meant or it wasn't needed to have the opposite or for us to have, we would just have one sex, one race, one everything. But there's a reason why there's female and male, not just in humans, but in everything, animals, everything, right? So there's a reason for that. That's the negative and that's that positive energy. So we do need each other. However, like he's saying, when, you know, you go further into scripture and they talk about how the man finds a wife and all that stuff, like he's saying, all their life, they go around looking for that other missing piece. They got to find their rib. They're somewhere.
Yeah.
They just got to find that rib.
If they don't find it, the man don't find his rib, and he constantly wastes that sexual energy, that orgasm, that creative energy, and man, he becomes weaker mentally, and eventually he'll lose his ways out there, don't even know how to treat a woman any longer, don't know how to keep a woman, so he becomes bitter, and now he becomes narcissistic, and thinks the woman needs to bow down to him, and et cetera, et cetera, and has a very unhealthy relationship, you know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like, you know, this a man learning from a woman, being able to tap into the feminine energy that's within himself, and being able to express himself in a more emotional, creative way, in order to, you know, put her emotions in motion, in the right direction, which we are all learning to do, you know what I'm saying? Especially now that we're moving into the age of Aquarius, 21st century, where the polarities are balancing itself. You know, the masculine and the feminine energies are balancing itself within us. You know, the women are becoming more politically involved and more dominant in their speech and wanting to organize and wanting to, you know, bring peace amongst us in this world. I mean, the feminine, I understand where the anger come from, because shit, we've been dogs. I ain't gonna lie. Us men, we've been dogging, like, but you know, for a long time now, I understand where, you know, a lot of feminine women, the feminism movement, whatever it's called, I can see where they're coming from, you know, but at the same time, yes, it is that balance is key, you know what I'm saying, between man and woman. And that's why I'm looking forward, you know, for the women to continue to do what they do, have us men support them, you know, support them in any matter, like, even if we have to fight for them, you know, got to fight for our women the same way we'll fight for our mothers, our sisters, our cousins, et cetera, you know, and I feel like we need to support them and what they have going on, and what the change that they want to see. Why? Because they spend the most time raising our kids. They know our kids. They, you know, y'all women have such a deep connection with us. Because y'all spend so much time raising kids and being us and understanding how kids work, and you look at us humans differently, you know what I'm saying, with a deeper perspective, being that y'all, you know, spend so much time investing in, you know, raising the children, et cetera, et cetera. Mother Earth, so our mothers need to take care of Mother Earth.
How do you feel like you tapped on that as far as what's going on of the women? Do you feel, or give some of it, feel like we should give to some men, not to be so extreme with it, even though we're angry, because it's the same way like the black people and melanated folks. We feel some type of way because we have been beneath for so long. So the anger and aggression, you know, it is not the thing, but it's understood. And then you're saying the same thing, you know, as far as women, the anger that women have, or the aggression that women are starting to have, and being more masculine, people are saying, comes from being stressed for so long. So just from your perspective of seeing this and being so educated on history and knowing about ISIS and Nefertiti and all of these women, what would be your advice in pushing the men, making the men second class?
First of all, I mean, what helps me is, first of all, acknowledging, like, everybody feels they are right. Everybody, no matter how crazy, how wicked, get right to their perspective if everybody feels they are right. So there means that within each individual, there are a lot of misunderstandings that they haven't understood yet. And a lot of women out here are becoming conscious in the way history, and they see what happened, and you know, they become very emotionally attached towards whatever happened, and they, you know, create this destructive perspective towards us men. And you know, it's going to get us all, which is, to me, of course, not right, because we have a lot of hormones. Like I said, there's a lot of misunderstandings within each individual, especially us men. A lot of us men haven't gained that knowledge of self and understood the spiritual nature of a man. The human means God, and man, God and man is one, you know. So acknowledging our women on that level and being able to acknowledge that essence within ourselves can bring balance. So any women that's out there, you know, doing these organizations and this movement, etc., kind to us, you know, explain, allow us to understand where y'all coming from, and allow us to support you in this movement. I mean, y'all, like I said, y'all are real. I mean, we need to protect the woman. That's how I feel, Mother Earth. I feel like the mothers of this world should have that responsibility to take care of Mother Earth as well. And us men should be the protective, you know, guardians in the sense of y'all women. So, yeah, just understand that you got the good men, you got the bad men out here. Don't throw us all in one pot out of cookies. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just.
He said, "Don't try to cook us." I understand, and I feel you, and that's how I am. Like, I wouldn't put myself under the category of feminist, where I'm so far left that I don't recognize it. Not, you know, from the man. This is why we appreciate RJ here on the show with us, because he's able to give that male perspective and give that balance that's needed. Because sometimes, if it's a topic, I might be all aggressive, he might be calm, or he might be aggressive and I might be calm. So it's good, you know, that balance and giving a different viewpoint to everything. And to hear it come from a male's perspective as far as the woman completes the male, that's what the women are. So we should be the women, you know, get excited about that, because a lot, you know, a lot more men are starting to think like that. And that's good. So hold on.
I have this quote from Sir William Golding. He says, "I think women are foolish that they are equal for a period and always have been. Whatever you give a woman, she will make greater. If you give her sperm, she'll give you a baby. If you give her a house, she'll give you a home. If you give her groceries, she'll give you a meal. If you give her a smile, she'll give you her heart. She multiplies and enlarges what is given to her. If you're any crap, be ready to receive a ton of shit." And we've been giving these women too much crap, and damn it. So now they want to pull a ton of shit. We have to, like, as leaders of the world, this is about default. I feel like this is the way history, you know, turned out. I feel like as leaders of this world, leaders of our household, and being an essential part in raising our kids as well, and you know, teaching the logics and the, you know, the way of expressing yourself in a manly fashion, you know, it's very important. But that's the fact that that's true. Everything we give the woman, it she enlarges it, she multiplies it. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have to be very mindful. You can't get caught up, stuck in that third dimension, that, you know what I'm saying, the solar plexus, and, you know, be all about self and never raise that vibration any higher so you can reach your heart and express yourself in that passionate position, you know?
Deep. Like, and that's crazy. This quote come out of nowhere. He just found that quote. But about, you know, as far as a woman being the person that multiplies. The woman is the one that takes something and multiplies it, creates the harvest out of it. So a lot of what is going on, a lot of what's going on in the world has a lot to do with how we have treated Mother Earth, how we have treated the woman. And it's just what it is. Like you said, the woman is suppressed, the woman is down, the woman is depressed, the woman feels less than, self-esteem issue. The woman is, that's the person that you have creating, raising your children. So that's the person that's going to be giving that energy off. This all has to do with energy, because if you notice that to be negative energy, and this is the negative energy that a lot of women are feeling in the world, feeling like they've been raising the children. So it's a domino effect, because now that energy is being transformed to the baby inside out, and then that's the mom raising that baby, you know. So that's what the baby gets to see. The baby can feel it. You know, me, I know when I feel a certain type of way, or if I don't feel well, or I feel a little off, my daughters feel it. Like, they either start acting out according to how my energy level is, or if mommy doesn't feel well, they instantly go into nurse mode, even at a little age. Like, they're tiny, and they go instantly into, well, what can I do for mommy? Or, mommy, can I get you some soup? Or now they feel like they got to be a doctor. And these are toddlers that think like this. So it shows me, but being that I'm an awakened person and I'm aware of that, I'm in awe. Like, I look at it, I'm learning from it, and I'm like, wow, you know, it's teaching me how energy is very important and how it really is transferred. So from the woman, we have a lot of able to create and multiply, because our energy is very powerful. So this, you know, we hope that these episodes and these different episodes, these different topics resonate in you, that you go out and start learning yourself. You know, people, like I was telling, you know, RJ and Queen Kwan before the show even started today, you brainstorm sessions. And one of the things, you know, with the younger generation, a lot of them feel, a lot of them are rebellious, and a lot of them feel like a lot of what we're talking about have nothing to do with. They don't understand why they need to know history or learn history, because they feel like it's not important. But when you go back and start dissecting things and start taking things and understanding them, and like he says, metaphorically, and making it make sense to today, you'll be a lot easier, and you'll live and do things in a different level of thinking than what you are currently doing things in now. So if you're operating first or second or third chakra, and you're not really knowing that that's what you're doing, you just think you're living life, but your understanding level hasn't gotten higher because you haven't taken the initiative to go out here and get and start doing things intentionally. Because a lot of things we do is unintentional. We don't know that we're doing it because it's just unintentional. Like, this is just what we know how to do. You know, this is how we was raised, or this is how the energy is around. Same thing goes for, like, the urban communities, when we always say, product. So it's unconscious. Is you know, you might be a really good person at heart. You might mean well, and you want your actions to mean well. But subconsciously, you're doing things that don't really know that you're doing. So this is why we have these episodes. This is why we have what we do on the platform, so that way we could in people. I'm gonna go out here and start researching, and like the women, you know, don't bash the men. Don't go out here and start trashing this and talking bad. Understand.
Now, I might have to speak on that. You know what I'm saying? Just holding down for the men. Women, embrace the beauty of, embrace the beauty of y'all nature. And when y'all do so, about it, you know, be humble about it and look for the righteous men out here for support. You don't go beating up ego and your pride all the way to the sky, thinking you can run over a man anyway. I'm sorry. We still men at the end of the day. Our ego is still intact. Our pride is still intact. And if you're wrong, I mean, a lot of women already probably had experiences of an angry male, or a male that feels like, okay, she thinks I'm inferior and she's trying to step on my toes as the leader. And this is reality. You know what I'm saying? We still have majority of the population feeling this way, you know, as men. So, you know, be humble about it. Understand the beauty of your essence. Understand where you stand in this world, and the opportunity you have, you know. And us men, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Me, I grew up with two sisters and a mother, so I resonate and relate to women, you know, a lot. You know what I'm saying? I understand women a lot, being that I grew up around women. But to those men who just think they're superior over women, you know, just calm down. It's really just your ego that makes you feel that way. You take a step back, man. You know, it's a lot you can learn. It's a lot you don't know, and et cetera, et cetera. Reason why things may not be working out for that individual. But, yeah, just be humble about it on all levels. You know, be humble about it on all levels. You know, and like I said, the most powerful source of energy that the woman has is love. You know what I'm saying? Love and that creative force and passion that she can bring up from that root all the way up, you know, all the way up that spine, all that rise. So, yeah, just be humble about it and stay blessed for real.
Yeah, and that's what we want for everybody, the male and the female, but definitely, yeah, well, that's a whole other topic, RJ.
Just in case, you know, I don't know, you know, for the homosexual community, set, et cetera, you know, I'm a heterosexual, I have a woman, you know what I'm saying, I'm so comfortable with my sexuality, but it's my perspective on that, love is love, you know what I'm saying, if you have the capability to express love, and with another individual who has the capability to express love, there's some, you know, that relationship can happen, so it's no hard feelings towards, you know, the gay community or whatever the case may be. Do what y'all do. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I accept y'all as human beings on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Hey,
I'll have to put that in there.
I mean, yeah. Topic, because, yeah. I mean, I ain't even going to say it because I just feel like some hate mail going to come. But my stance on that is not as nice as RJ's is. I'm just going to keep it 100. Because the reality is about procreating. And we obviously have the opposite for a reason, you know. But anyway, I ain't even about to get into that because, like, it has nothing to do with religion, not condemning nobody, I'm not trying to nobody to hell, but it's just reality. Like, the reality is, like, this is facts, you know? So, you cannot create anything with the same sex. Like, I'm not going to have two women creating a baby. Like, that logically makes no sense. But anyway, like I said, RJ, that's a whole other topic, because at the end of the day, like he's saying, from that perspective, as far as love, if you feel like you need love, and that's how you're getting your love, then get your love by all means necessary. However,
technical difficulties, that part, but you know, that connection can happen with you.
Yeah, I mean,
so, ain't much we can do. Hey,
but that goes back to the way the world, like, that has to do with the laws of the world, just like how the man. That they need to learn, and that they have to be the head. Like, this is just the way things are. So now you have another law, another cycle of laws coming about, where they're changing that, where the man and woman is not the marriage no more, whatever is the marriage. But it's all about them just changing different things and making things be how they want things to be to fit different lifestyles or whatever. But I still feel like it's from years from back on all what's happening, and we're going to say, oh, that was they did that because was the mechanism for what's happening now. I feel like what's happening is corruption. I'm just going to call it what it is going to be an issue later. But because we are having the same mentality, I hate to say it like this, but we got the same mentality as our ancestors with the, well, it don't affect me, it don't matter. Then we're going to come and bite us in our ass like we have it now to deal with our ancestors not speaking up because they felt like, oh, well, I don't want to step on no toes, and I just want to be included, and I just don't want no separation, segregation. We already talked about this. We shouldn't have been that open arms, old lovey-dovey in the first place. Look where it has gotten us. So for us to have this open arms, lovey-dovey stuff to what's going on is still borderline the same thing. That's why I said my stance on it, not trying to be, like I said, funny with it, but have to call it what we see it. If we know if that's not nature, then it's just what it is. Like, I'm all about nature. And if nature created things the way they created things, then that's just what it is. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not God, you know. I'm not about to sit here and try to change the way nature started from the beginning. That's just how nature started from the beginning. But you got these scientists out here trying to reproduce without the woman. You got people making clones. You got GMO food, you got alternative air, alternative facts, alternative every damn thing. Everything is alternative. So we're going to be living in a fake world that's not real. Like, it's not nature anymore, you know? So, listen, like I said,
it's kind of off topic. That's because of the mind states of the people who lead and who constructed this system. They're like robots, man. Think about it.
It's bad. But back to the... See, look how hard... I knew he was going to get off on a whole other tangent with that. That's why I said...
They think like robots. I mean, you know, look the way they move, like fucking robots. You know? Ah, man.
He's getting upset.
Like I said, I was just up on my blessings about everybody.
So we like we said, you know, we just... Everybody... So to take what we have here, you know, as a agree with or not, because we're already getting some, you know, controversy. Some people already feeling some type of way when we try to dissect the word and the Bible and all that extra stuff, and they feel some type of way, whatever. You know, all we're doing is bringing awareness to the unknown, to shining light on the darkness, so that way we can make better choices if we know the whole story. For so long, we have been making, I feel like, decent choices for the little bit that we know, you know, for the little bit that our community, women, melanated people, minorities, everybody, there's a little bit of information that we have been given. We've done well for ourselves, you know, so far. So I'm not saying like we haven't come far, you know what I'm saying? We are doing a decent, but there's a lot more that we can do. There's a lot further in life that we could go. And I feel like there's a lot more things that we can reach as far as outside of this dimension, third dimension that we're in now. Feel like we can go as a people, as humans, as he said, on a whole other plane, whole other planes with an S. You guys, to take this information, go start researching, you know, Isis and Nefertiti and all the goddesses. Don't be scared and think, oh my God, it's voodoo. Oh my God, it's an African magic. Go and study the history of the Egyptians. You got to find out where to go. And once you start doing it, you're going to start seeing similarities in a lot of stories. That's going to open up your mind to say that it's not that this stuff is not real. It's that these stories is for us to relate to. It's for us to get, you know, examples of what to do in life and examples of what happened in the past so that we know we learn from the mistakes, right, and move forward in the future. But if we don't know where these stories come from, we don't know the origin of these stories or why this stuff happened, and when stuff happening today in 2017, we're looking clueless, like, well, I don't know where this come from. Well, go back in history and figure it out. Like, it's there. It happened before. It might not have happened on this scale. No, there probably wasn't as much technology as we have now, but we do. We have access to a lot more things. So us to be ignorant, for us to be hitting on each other, for us to be angry towards each other, is just ignorance, just self-ignorance, because we're in the age of awakening and information. This is not the time for you to be sitting around not knowing, you know, especially as women. You should know how powerful you, what power you have. Okay, use it accordingly. Let's start praying for our men. Like, let's start praying for our children. Like, seriously, like, our power is love. So let's start spreading love. Women, we have to stick together, right? So don't just come together when it's March, okay? Don't just come together when it's October and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Just don't hold everybody just start marching with pink because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month for October, and that's the only time we can come together. Together for March because it's Women's Month and we want to talk about each other's health and, oh, women's this and women empowerment and wah, wah, wah. Let's stop that. Like, let's stop putting it where it's limited to only certain season, certain time, certain reason, certain tradition. Let's start empowering each other and being there for each other and praying for each other, helping each other, educating each other every day, all the time, because then the community has women. So if we want to talk about her story, that's our story. We got to be there for each other all the time and stop backstabbing each other.
I'm just going to add this little piece. I know y'all haven't heard from me the whole show. I'm just not feeling good today, guys. So as Ashley was saying, I'm just going to just tag along with this one. You know, we have to start collaborating more together. And me and Ashley K was talking about this a few weeks ago, how there's a show out there. It's a few of them, I think. I don't know why I was letting it. Well, anyway, those females, they all have like one show. Four friends have the same type of business. Like Rashida got a boutique and another chick got a boutique. They all got boutiques. Why didn't they come together, collaborate, and just make one big boutique? Now they all have to figure out who I need to support. You can't support everybody. And that's what me and Ashley K. always talk about. You can't support everybody. Sometimes you just have to collaborate and come together. And it's strength in numbers. And that goes back to even if no matter what you're doing, it's strength in numbers. When one and two come together, it makes it greater. So stop trying to do everything alone. Come together and do some things sometime. That's all I'm going to add to the show, y'all. Here go Ashley K.
I'm going to finish it off on a, you know, something I personally feel is the right thing. In general, women, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself from all levels, you know, mind, body, spirit. Especially if you're carrying a child or you're conceiving a child and ready to deliver it, you know, sincerely take care of yourself, because everything that y'all do, you know, affects that child. Everything you eat, your emotions you give off, you express, every single thing is going to affect that child. So while that child is in your, take care of y'allself so y'all can have a really healthy baby that's going to be, you know, here and alive and conscious and aware. You know what I'm saying? Also for the men, you know what I'm saying? That's why I think it's so important also for the men. If you have a woman who you're with or not with, whatever's going on, that's the take care of the child. Don't be selfish, man. Whatever y'all two got going on has nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying? Nothing to you. He's just coming in this world unwillingly. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, please take care of y'all kids, man. They need us out here. They need y'all, man. They need us. They need us. You know what I'm saying? So the women, take care of yourself. The men, y'all take care of yourself as well. And y'all make sure that y'all take care of the woman that is conceiving your baby. As much as y'all don't like each other, put that selfish shit to the side on both y'all ends. And y'all make sure that I'm saying, y'all take care of that baby for the time being. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't got to be with each other. Y'all don't got to like each other. But y'all going to have to show that baby some love because he needs y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's just to keep it real. So that's pretty much sums it up for me. Because, like what I said, in order to destroy your nation, you have to attack the woman first. You know what I'm saying? Reason why, you know, if you want to take that metaphorically, also from the story of Adam and Eve, it's the reason why the serpent manipulated Eve, you know, because she's the one that conceived the child. And if you can manipulate and, you know, get to the woman and manipulate her through her mind, body, and spirit, that's going to come out, you know what I'm saying, when it comes out. And, yeah, so just be mindful of that. Y'all be mindful and take care of yourselves, for real, on all levels, mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to close out today. Today's show was pretty good. We hit on a couple of things. We're going to have a couple people minds going, like we've been saying, and definitely going out here and digging deep into it. We are closing out for March, coming to an end, so... We're going to have one more episode, which will be next week, that we're going to talk about, you know, more things as far as the woman. But we're going to probably, you know, go in a different way with it. You have to tune in to see. But either way, we do appreciate each and every one of you getting on, tuning in, sharing the link, commenting after. If you don't get on live, you listen back. So we appreciate it. And just... if you would like to be a guest on our show, like always, definitely you can be a guest on our show. You email bvnetworkinfo@gmail.com for more information. You can follow us all on every social media platform, Base Vibration Network, and you can also follow we got our own little page going on too. But if you are a person out there that love knowledge and you're listening to this and you like what we're doing and you either want to be on this show or you want to, you know, host your own show on the network, just let us know, like, what topics that you want to talk about or what type of audience that you're trying to get to. You know, just let us know. We are very approachable and we're open to finding out what topics everyone want us to either study to educate you guys on or what you want us to talk about. So okay, we're going to wrap up and we're going to end the show. We always tell you to do every single week, be more.